Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. I'm the floor supervisor.
Hi.
Hi, how can I help you today?
Okay, I have two charges on my credit card bill that I did not purchase.
Okay. My name is Joseph. I'm the floor supervisor. Can I have the, if you don't mind, the first and last name on
Donna,
the account you're calling about today?
Donna Ty.
Okay, and the zip code, please?
34986.
Thank you. I'm looking for an account with that. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you.
Of course. Take your time. Thank you for your patience. Okay, can I have the shipping address, please?
5958 Northwest Han Drive.
Thank you.
I don't even use my credit card.
Okay, ma'am. Can I have the shipping address on this account?
5958 Northwest Han Drive in Port St. Lucie.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so I've reviewed the account that I pulled up with that information. Now, see, this is in regards to you selected. There's a KitchenAid.
No, I don't
mixer that was selected as a gift for signing up for the discount savings tour. Do you remember?
No.
Do you remember doing anything like that back on 11/28?
No, I don't even use my credit card, ma'am. I use for one thing only. Now we're gonna get a new credit card.
So did, and just to verify, ma'am, did anyone else in your household ever sign up for this, ma'am?
No, it's only me and my husband.
Okay. No worries. I just have to ask these questions. It's part of the process.
That's okay.
Okay, well, I'll be happy to file this as fraud. I do need to verify, is there currently a dispute or block with your card that would prevent me from filing a fraud claim?
Wait a second. Say that again. I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. Is there any dispute or
block?
We're going to call the credit card company.
Oh, I'm going to call the credit card company as soon as I get off the phone with you.
I'm asking, is there currently one?
No.
Okay. Thank you for verifying that.
I'm sorry.
I will go ahead. No, you're fine, ma'am. I'll go ahead and proceed forward with filing this. Is filing this as fraud. Now, I do need to let you know whenever you file anything as fraud, we'll go ahead and contact the local authorities, provide them with the IP address.
Okay, we get it done. You got the IP address?
Yes, ma'am. So we will go ahead and contact the local authorities, provide them with the IP address on the account for them to go ahead and verify the owner of the device that was used, when it was placed online, and the location of where it took. Would you like to proceed forward to fraud claim?
cancel it because they're giving you run around.
All right.
Would you like me to proceed forward with filing this as fraud for you?
This is a scam, ma'am. It's a scam. We're not calling anybody except the credit card company and telling
them
you're scamming my wife.
Sir, I'm not saying you have to do anything. I'm explaining to you our process with fraud. I am asking, would you like me to proceed forward with filing it as fraud for you today?
Yeah.
We do all of that. That's part of our process. I just have to explain it to you, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for verifying that. Give me a moment. I'm going to go ahead and get it filed as fraud, and I'll be working on your refunds for your fraud claim. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you. What? So she's going to give me a number.
They're going to do that. And you know what will happen? 4 months from now, they'll say, oh, well, we actually did it or something. Keep on shot. What do you
want to
do with these?
Well, they sit in the fridge, if not, just leave them there. Yeah.
Okay, your account's been filed as fraud and refunded for your fraud claims. Are you ready for your confirmation numbers, ma'am?
Go ahead, man.
You'll be getting back a full refund of $67.32 that's been filed as fraud. That refund confirmation number for your fraud claim is going to be 7.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be 8521365 86. Again, that's going to be 7 8521365 86.
Got it.
You ready for the next refund confirmation number for your fraud claim, ma'am?
Go ahead.
It's going to be $5.74 refund, and that's 78301 53851, and those are the only charges that I'm showing on the account. I filed both of those as fraud for you, and they both.
Okay, I have a charge on my bill for $67.32.
That was the first refund confirmation number I gave you, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
You wrote it down wrong. 66.
Okay. Sorry. Got it.
Okay. So those refunds, again, will be back on your account within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Make sure the membership is done.
And it's canceled out, so there won't be more charges going forward, ma'am. Is there anything else I can do for you today, ma'am?
No, ma'am. That was it. I thank you.
You're welcome,
ma'am. Thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful
you
day.
Have
happy
a great
holidays.
Holiday. Same
Thank
to
you,
ma'am.
Ma'am. Yes,
bye.
Ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Hang on.
See, I wouldn't trust him.